Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell. Thank you for joining us for today, January 15th. We have an exciting show planned for you guys tonight, but just want to remind everyone that if you want to comment or if you have a question or you want to call in and share a product with us tonight, that number to do so is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Now I'm going to turn it over to Denise for Beauty News.
Good evening, everyone, and again, welcome to the show. If you are listening to us tonight and you would like to comment, you can call in again at 914-803-4399, or you can join us on our tweet chat on Twitter, and you can use the hashtag Beauty Lounge to follow our conversation, as well as Beauty Talk. You can use Beauty Lounge or Beauty Talk to follow the conversation tonight. IBS, the International Beauty Show, takes place in New York City on March 12th through the 14th. They're celebrating 100 years of beauty. Join renowned artists from across the globe as they celebrate the artistry behind 100 years of beauty. Charlie Price, Lisa Yamasaki, Martin Parsons, Nick Arojo, Raphael Perrier, Richard Ashworth, Tanju Kurt, A.V. Ram, Ted Gibson, Tracy Hughes, The Collective, and many others. You can save $10 per day when you register at ibsnewyork.com. Your admission tickets will include 500 top beauty companies, 150-plus educational classes, thousands of products, professionals-only pricing, and also entrance into IECSC New York, the Spa and Wellness Show, featuring 300 leading spa companies. Again, you can register at ibsnewyork.com. Okay, and continuing on that type of theme, we have the Professional Beauty Association presenting Long Beach International Salon and Spa Expo, and that takes place a little later this month, January 28th through 30th, at the Long Beach Convention Center. Experience the biggest and best beauty expo on the West Coast. You can purchase your ISSE tickets today at probeauty.org/ISSE. Again, that's probeauty.org/ISSE, or you can call 800-310-7554. Again, that's 800-310-7554. You can join the Professional Beauty Association and receive 50% off your tickets. Again, it's probeauty.org/join to join Pro Beauty. And just wanted to give a couple little updates on a couple of books. To walk new hairdressers through the tips and tricks that has been acquired in 30 years as an educator, Philadelphia hair color expert Elaine Travis wrote a book on the subject, A Colorful Journey, A Color's Guide to Salon Success. It's her way of paying it forward. So to get your hands on a copy of her book, you can go to Amazon.com. And again, it's A Colorful Journey from Elaine Travis. And then a friend to this show and a friend to us, Marietta Carter-Narcisse, just released her 2017 Official Film and Television Weekly Planner. The 2017 Official Film and Television Weekly Planner, formerly called the MUA Planner. So if those of you out there who remember her selling the MUA planner, which was used for makeup artists, hairstylists, stylists. She now has the 2017 official film and television weekly planner. Same book, same concept, new name. And in it, she has pages every month for you to just kind of jot down quick thoughts and notes. She also has a monthly income sheet, monthly expense sheet that you can jot down your expenses and your income to keep track of that for tax time. Of course, throughout the month, there are spaces for every day and every night to take to jot down any notes. But she also lists a bunch of different events that take place throughout the year, as well as holidays, important dates as far as your trade shows and your expos go, different film festivals, anything pertaining to film and television, like your award shows and things like that that are coming up. So it's all listed in this planner. So if you're interested in purchasing, you can purchase at MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com. That's MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com. So now I'm going to turn it back over to you, Janice, for your PBA update.
All right. PBA offers online education, which covers a range of relevant topics that impact your bottom line and help you grow your business. One of the one things that they do is they have live webinars. And if you go to their website, they will list their upcoming webinars, and they're all free. So it's important to know that their webinars are free. Free education, you can go online to grab that. And then they also have on-demand education, which is just basically a listing of all of their online webinars that have already taken place. You can go back and find different topics that have already been discussed. And the topics, you know, range from a various list of topics. So check out their website for that. And then finally, they have what's called Take Five. And Take Five is just simply expert answers in 5 minutes. So what you do is you go on to their website, you submit your questions on their website, and you will get expert answers from experts all over the country in 5 minutes. So for those people out there who have questions and don't know who to ask, go to probeauty.org. Get your questions answered by experts in 5 minutes. Go take advantage of all of their on-demand education and stay tuned and keep posted as to what live webinars that they're going to be featuring in the coming weeks. All right. Pro Beauty, of course, is always looking for professionals in the beauty industry to join. So go check out probeauty.org/membership and see what the requirements are for that. Okay. And coming up shortly is our guest for tonight. We have Caroline and Susanna of Frobutter. But first, we have a little message from FaceTalk.
Has your face felt dry and tight? Or does it hold oils like a sponge? If the answer is yes, what you need is a facial. That's right, and not just any facial, but a FaceTox organic facial. Listen, the FaceTox organic blend, it's free of parabens, it's vegan, and mixed with 100% organic rose water. And this water binds your face and works right away as it slowly begins to dry. You see, when the organic rose is mixed with the FaceTox blend, it creates a negative charge and will prevent and even draw out your blackheads, reduce the appearance of scars, even skin tone, draw out external toxins, heal and rejuvenate skin tissue, and it will even unclog and shrink your pores. FaceTox is probably the most powerful face mask you will ever use because the benefits to your skin are endless. Listeners of our show can receive a 20% discount by simply using the discount code BEAUTY20. FaceTox organic face masks are perfect for all skin types. So what are you waiting for? Order yours right now at FaceTox.com. Your skin will thank you.
All right, and can you share a little bit? I know you've had a chance to try it. Can you share a little bit about what your experience was like with that?
Oh, I actually really loved. I really loved the product. Actually, I think I stated once before on the show that there's so much product in the package that you really you don't need to use it all. So my suggestion is to have like some little clips, like, or maybe a stapler or something. But, you know, just use half of the product and half of the rose water, and then just kind of clip it closed or staple it closed so that you could save it for some other, you know, for some other use, because it's a ton of product in the little package. It doesn't seem like it, but it really is a ton of product. And it works really, really well. Pores were visibly smaller. If there's such a thing of pores actually becoming smaller, they appeared smaller. The skin appeared really clean, as if I had cleansed the skin, and that was the result. But it appeared to look really, really clean. So it drew something out, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, nice. After just one use.
Yes, after one use, absolutely.
Nice. Well, I received some products in the mail, Fro Butter, and we have the owners here tonight to share with us. I tried a couple of the products. I really loved them. I loved how they smell. The fragrance was really, really nice. You know, I'm big on smell when it comes to products, especially hair products. And I loved how they smelled. They worked really well. And we're going to bring them on the line right now to talk about it. Hi, ladies. How are you? Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us. We're doing well. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hi, ladies.
Well, let's start off just by you ladies introducing yourself and just introducing us to your product. And give us an idea of how it all started.
Okay, I'm Susanna. I'll go first. We started this product together because we were looking for products on the market that were organic and affordable. And we kind of got together and did some research on what was already out there and how we could improve it and still offer a quality product at an affordable price. And that was our motivation for creating this product. And I'll let Carol say her introduction.
Hi, everyone. I'm Caroline. And yes, Susanna said, you know, we started the journey together. And just a little background, Susanna is a beautician. So she was doing my hair and she still does it. So we ran into the same problem most people. You're looking for a product that's good, that's high quality, but most times you run into the problem of price. So that's when we went back and we did the research, dug deep back into our roots and came up with something that worked for us. It was a success. And slowly by word of mouth, it grew from family, people we knew, and it became a business. It's going to be mm-hmm. 4 years this year.
Nice. Now, let me ask you this. You said you were looking for products that, you know, finding a good product that was organic. Why organic?
I'll just share again a little background. I'm from Kenya and Susanna is from Jamaica. So our upbringing has been we keep looking for solutions in nature. We're trying to find things which won't harm our bodies and products that, you know, are not going to bring any harm and safe enough for us to use on our families and also on ourselves. So that does
right.
us deep to go back and say, you know, with our people had things and products and solutions that were not harmful. So why don't we just go back and tap into what they had shown us and try and bring that back up even for ourselves? Initially, it wasn't for a business. It was just for ourselves.
Right. What were you finding on the market that led you to say, okay, you know, we have to do this ourselves?
A lot of the products that we were coming across, well, me as a beautician, a lot of the products I found, it was filled with synthetics. Some of them had very drying products in ingredients like alcohol or petroleum or just things that nobody really needs to use on their hair. But it would smell great. But when you start reading the ingredients on the back, it was just a lot of chemicals, words I couldn't even pronounce. And
right.
that was what I was encountering a lot, that the products would smell amazing. But when you start looking at what's in it and you realize you did some research, you realize that some of these things can be harmful. It can clog your pores. You know, it can cause you to break out. And it can do the adverse effect of what the product is actually promising to do because it can't provide moisture if it has alcohol. So, you know, little things like that, we were finding that, you know, it wasn't proper, safe ingredients in a lot of these products that were on the shelf. They were affordable sometimes, but the synthetics were so many that we decided to just create something different.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what products you offer and what each product is for.
We have products. We have basically five. Most of our products are based on shea butter. So we have the faux mm-hmm. butter with Jamaican black castor oil. We have faux butter with emu oil, faux butter with peppermint, and we also have faux butter baby. And we have a spritzer that's a royal breeze. So our butters are based the ingredients include pumpkin seed oil, carrot seed oil, shea butter, lavender oil, coconut oil, vegetable glycerin, and some fragrance on all of them except the peppermint. So we targeted our products not to address the individual, but to address the specific concerns we saw in the market. So they help address moisture, breakage, dry scalp, itchiness, and those big concerns where we see most people saying, struggling or saying, I need help with this. And that's how we try to brand and package our products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's the price point on your products?
Oh, we are very affordable. We do have trial sizes that go for $5. And then the mm-hmm. big jars go for $15, and they usually last up to, for some, most people, it goes up to 6 months, 4 months, depending on your daily usage. So it's going to be a lot of value for your money.
Now, is there a shelf life for your products?
Yes, we have a shelf life of a year and a half on the product. So they maintain pretty well because although they are natural, we do use natural preservatives, such as vitamin mm-hmm. E and carrot seed oil. And, you know, there's things in nature that will let it hold. Also, if you want to pop it in the fridge, you can do that, and that also helps mm-hmm. to preserve the shelf life as well. And it doesn't do anything, take away anything from the product. When you're ready to use it, just pull it out, and, you know, you have your butters. So it is a shelf life on it, but it's pretty long. By the time that have come, you've already used it all up.
Nice.
And let me ask you this: when using the butters on natural hair, if you are, planning to like braid the hair, cornrow the hair, or twist the hair, or something like that, would you use the product as you're doing that, or would you use the product like just kind of like use the product all over before doing that, or would you use it in the process of doing that or after doing that? Like, when do you use it?
The product is actually a great all-in-one. That's what I tell everyone. Like, when I use it for myself or my children, we use mm-hmm. it for everything. You use it before, after you wash your hair, you put it directly on your hair, or you can run it through your scalp. The Royal Breeze is great if you have braids and you have those itchies from the protective styling. You spray mm-hmm. that on and you go itch-free. But the butters can be used before, after, post-styling. It really doesn't matter. How you use it, it can be used at any stage in the styling process.
Gotcha.
Now, is there one common goal that each of your products are used for?
Yes. If you are struggling with growth, stunted growth, where your hair only grows to one length and you haven't been able to grow it past shoulder length, we have the faux butter with emu, and that helps to boost and enhance growth. If you're struggling with thinning spots, thinning edges, or anything of that sort, we have the Jamaican black castor oil faux butter, and that is for any thinning that you might have. We have one for scalp. My daughter has eczema, and she's sensitive to fragrance, so we created one for people that have sensitivity, and that's the faux butter with peppermint oil. And then we also have the Fro Butter Baby for our curly kids. And that one is great to help detangle their hair and just kind of help you to get through it when you're trying to comb it on wash day, and also great for moisture.
And which one did you say your daughter uses? Which one did you say your daughter uses? Oh, peppermint oil.
She uses the Fro Butter with peppermint oil because she has, you know, for those with sensitive skin that can't take, you know, the added fragrance and things of that nature, that one is a great one also.
And so your products are free of sulfates and parabens, no mineral oil or petroleum and things like that, correct?
Absolutely. Everything on the back, I promise you, you can pronounce.
What's the big deal about the Jamaican black castor oil? I hear that in a lot of, hair products. What does it do for the hair? Why is that so widely used now?
It's great if you suffer from any kind of alopecia or anything of, you know, that you have thinning or breaking in certain spots of your head, or if your edges have been damaged from protective styling and different things. That product is great, even in its pure form. The oil itself is an amazing oil to help stimulate growth from. Sometimes when your hair in spots have suffered some kind of trauma, it's hard for the hair to come back. But the Jamaican black castor oil have been one of those things that have just been shown to help to produce growth in those areas.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit more about the Fro Butter Baby. I was trying to get a better understanding of, is that a curly hair product for kids, or, you know, even kids without curly hair could use it for detangling and that type of thing?
Anyone can pretty much use it, even if you have straighter hair. We have some clients and customers that have the straighter or the mixed hair textures. Anyone can pretty much use it. It's just great for detangling. We add special oils in that one to help with slippage, where it's not going to weigh the hair down, but it's just going to make those tangles a little bit easier to work through.
Right. And so with your products, you're using these products on the hair and the scalp, correct?
Even use it on the skin. So it's kind of a one-stop shop. You can use it all around.
Nice. I have I'm assuming these are the, I don't know how many ounces it is, but it's the smaller size. I think this is the sample size you were mentioning earlier. Yeah, the trial size.
Yeah.
So these are the ones that the trial size are $5, correct?
That's correct.
And actually, you know, the trial size is a lot of product as well, even though it's, you know, not as big as the bigger ones. It's still a lot of product. When I've been just using a little, it doesn't seem like you need to use a lot. So I can really see where you're getting really a great deal when you buy the larger size for $15.
Yes, a little goes a long way. A little goes a long way. And not only that, it's very lightweight. It's not one of those things like, you know, the heavy old school grease that you put on and it's just weighing the hair down. It's very lightweight. Because of the ingredients, your hair actually absorbs these products and nothing just sits on it. So that's one of the great things about our products, is that you don't have to worry about having this, you know, ton of products sitting on your hair. Your hair and scalp absorbs it, and you feel it immediately once you put it on, that your hair becomes softer.
Right. So are you guys planning to create more products in the line?
Yes, down the line, we try and work behind the scenes a couple of years before we bring it into market. So, yes, we are working on one more thing, and, you know, we keep adding. So, yes, we do have something cooking, but it's not yet ready to be released.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell everyone where they can find your product.
They can visit our website, and it's Frobutter, Frobutter. They can also purchase it from Amazon, and they can reach us out through our Instagram pages, our Facebook pages. It's all the handles are Frobutter.
Oh, okay. All Frobutter.
Yes.
All right. So if you had, if you could compare your, well, not compare, but if there was one thing that you could say about your product versus some of the things that you guys have seen when you were looking for organic, affordable products, what would you say makes your product stand out?
I'll go first, and then I guess Carol can say hers. But this is Susanna, and my difference that I can say is that you see the results immediately. A lot of these products, you have to kind of wait it out, you know, and give your hair time to adjust. But one of the things I love about our products is that from the very first use, once you try it, you see and you can feel the difference in the way your hair reacts to the product. So even if you get a trial for just $5 to see how it works for you, you'd be impressed with what it does to your hair. So that would be what I think is the main difference between us and our competitors, is the ability to see a difference and not just having to wait over time to see if your hair responds to the product.
Gotcha.
And for me, it's this is Caroline. For me, it would be that we cut no corners. So everything we put in here is 100% organic. We do not substitute even the 5% that, you know, some companies will use so that they can use the word organic. So that, to me, is what I love about our product, that we are 100% organic and will never compromise that just to make it affordable or anything else.
Right. Now, do you ladies, because I heard you say one of you from, I believe, Kenya and the other from Jamaica. Do you ladies sell out of the country?
Yes, we are currently working behind the scenes for the Jamaican market. But in Kenya, we are already selling, and there's been a very good reception over there. So we are having families who also are getting an income as distributors from selling our product in Kenya. So that's been a blessing too, that it's become an avenue for other people to be able to provide food on the table for their families.
Nice. Speaking of great reception, how is it being received here in the U.S.?
So far it's been doing sorry, Carol.
Go ahead.
So far it's been doing great. Our YouTubers have kind of been a great tool to help get the word out there for us. Also, social media has been wonderful and really loving it. For those of you who are curious about our reviews, you can always check social media to see all the reviews that we've gotten so far, just from customers commenting that, oh my gosh, best product on the market. Or you can even check Amazon and see the reviews there. But social media has been a great tool for us to get our name out there, and our customers have really been loving us, especially our customer service, because we're still so intimate and reachable. You know, if you have any questions or anything else, it's always great and to just send us an email, and we'll able to answer any questions at frobutter@gmail.com. So that's another great feature about us, that we're still small in the fact that we're able to reach our customers on a one-on-one basis, and they love that fact.
Nice. And what are, because you know there's a lot of natural hairstylists out there, and you have a lot of braiders out there. What are some of them saying about the product?
Oh, they've also had a very positive review on the products. We do see some of them on Instagram. They'll take a picture of what's in their daily cart, and you'll see them say that, you know, I use Frobutter for all my clients. So we do have some of them as our clients as well, and they buy from us and use it on their customers, and everything has been very positive so far.
And I believe it's Susanna, you said you were the hairstylist?
Yes.
And what are some of your clients saying about it?
My clients love it, especially the Royal Breeze, because I do mainly protective styles, and they can't go without the Royal Breeze because it keeps them itch-free. It stops the itch, and it doesn't really sit on their scalp, and they just love it. It has a really cool, tingly feeling. Feel like you're sitting underneath a fan. So they love that feeling when I spray it on. So that's the one they always request, like, do you have that stuff you spray on my scalp? So they love those products.
Well, now, what's actually in that product that's creating that cool tingling feeling?
It's the peppermint. The peppermint is the one that gives that mentholated feeling. And it also, you know, after the gym or a workout, you feel it all over again, even if you haven't just applied it. You know, your pores open and you feel the tingle. And it's an amazing feeling. I can't even describe it. But for those who have braids, you know that itch, you know, especially in the cold months. And you just can't stop digging. And one of the things I love about the spray is that you spray it on and you're good for a week. You don't have to reapply. Customers love it because when you can't get underneath your protective style, you can't get underneath your lace front or anything else, you know, you need something that can kind of work under there so you won't be itching and patting and doing everything.
Oh, my gosh. That itch is no joke.
It really isn't. And you can't get through it with the butters or the grease or any of that stuff. You really need something that's going to get in there and stay and work. And
so,
Royal Breeze is so perfect for that.
So are you suggesting just taking it and applying it directly to the scalp, or can I apply it to the braids as well?
Well, I wouldn't apply it to the braids just because, you know, it is an organic product, so you don't want to just apply it. It wouldn't do much as far as hair, you know, because it's not real. But for your own hair, to help moisturize your own hair underneath, you know, you always want to make sure, I tell my clients all the time, you have a protective style, but take care of your hair underneath, because your hair underneath can be so damaged and dried out a lot of times by the synthetic hair. So, yes, I definitely would encourage anybody with a protective style to make sure they're taking care of the hair and the scalp underneath, because that can become damaged if you don't pay any attention to it.
Now, what if you have braids or you're in twists with just your natural hair? Is it okay to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's still okay to spray it on the hair. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's still okay to spray it on the hair and the scalp.
Okay.
Would you say one of the biggest issues, especially with people with natural hair, is moisture? And would you say that that's one of the biggest things that your products address?
Yes, because there's this myth, and I don't know where it started, but people think that natural hair requires no maintenance. And that is one of the most false thing I've ever heard, because our hair is so prone to become dry and brittle, especially if we're manipulating it daily. It needs to be moisturized, especially with the weather being cold and everything else. So moisture is the number one reason for a lot of the problems I see when I do my clients' hair. Just not enough moisture. Not enough moisture to the scalp and not enough moisture to the hair.
Nice. Nice. And what kind of incentives do you guys offer your customers that purchase online? Because here in the U.S., that's pretty much what they can do, is just purchase online and through Amazon, but no stores yet, correct?
Locally here in Atlanta, we have a few mom-and-pop stores that do carry our products, beauty supply stores and barbershops, things of that nature. But majority of our sales is online because we ourselves do not have a brick-and-mortar store. But online, we do have free shipping if you order over $50 worth of products. And there's also, if you follow us on Instagram at FroButter, we always are doing some kind of sale or something for the holidays or something else, flash sales and things of that nature as well. So if you follow us there, you can always be updated. Oh, and also we have an email subscriber list on our website that we send out exclusive sales and all of the things that we have going on, promos there as well. There's tons of
things
to say.
So let me ask you an entrepreneur question. Because I know you know, you all started making these just out of a need, and then next thing you know, it became a business. When it became a business, were you all ready for that?
I'll let Carol get this one.
I think the answer to that is maybe 50-50. You know, we saw it as something, as an opportunity, being that we were both immigrants. It struck as an opportunity and a challenge that we thought we could handle. But we did have the cold feet, wondering what will happen, what if we start and it fails. So we just took the bulls by the horn and we went with it. And so far, it's been good. It's been both a challenge, but it's also been one of the best journeys of our lives.
So when you decided to start, when you realized, okay, this is our business now, and you're operating as a business, when you started operating as a business, you know, there's so many hair products out there and products for your skin that have shea butter. There's so many products out there for natural hair. Where did you see yourself? I mean, Did you think that this product that we have here, you know, we're going to stand out? You know, it'll be easy for people to see us and to recognize that we have a great product, or was it something totally different from that? You know, were you trying to figure it out and figure where you would land?
We had a vision to be great, so you know we still had that in us. But to be honest enough, we had a great product, but on our first phase, our packaging was not something that made us stand out from the competition, that made us somebody go like, wow, I need this. So the first phase, we sold faux butter under different branding, different packaging. So once we realized, hey, this is where we think we're not able to reach everyone, this is what's stopping us from reaching the sky, we went back and rebranded all our packaging, all our marketing. And then we came back and relaunched with the current jars that you all see, the labels and everything, and the website. And so that's how now we picked up from where we had stopped. So the product itself was good, but we did have that small learning curve of knowing we still need to package it so that it can match the awesomeness of the product.
And just to add a little bit on top of what Carol said as well, we differentiate our product because of our story. As immigrants, as women, as mothers, a lot of time it's our story that sells the product more than the product itself, if that makes any sense. Most people fall in love with us and then, oh, by the way, you guys have a product. What is that all about? So we try to brand ourselves and brand who we are and brand our stories in such a way that, to say, each jar, every single jar, whether it's an order of one or an order of 4,000, we touch every single jar because we create this ourselves. So it's our story that kind of rang true for us, because a lot of the major companies are no longer making products themselves. You know, after you get to a certain point, you don't have the ability to do that. In addition to that, the story behind us, just the struggle of where we've come from, and all the passion that we put into this company is a lot of time what draw people's attention to us.
Nice. Now, if you had one thing in business to do over, and I know you said you rebranded with your packaging and marketing and that type of thing, but if there was one thing you had to do over, what would it be for each of you?
For me, it would be making sure that when we launched our product, we were catering to the specific needs that people had, and not to, when we started off, we just had different scents. You know, so one might smell like strawberries, the other smell like cookies and cream, but we weren't catering to a need, and we lost out a lot on that because people were not really buying into our product as much. But when we finally tapped into the idea of catering to people's specific need, we found that that was way more important, and we were able to increase our bottom line. And for me, that would have been the one thing we'd have done differently, was to start out with that first.
Hi. Thinking. I'm still trying to think the answer to that. And if now that we're moms, and you know, some of us we have sons and daughters, I think one of the things that we would have done, which we're gonna work down the line, is also include the men in our lines, because I feel like We did, you know, fly high with the women, but we didn't fly as high with the men to include them in the whole umbrella of full butter. So that would be just one thing I would say, you know, like, I wish we also had planned that to go along with our story.
Right. Speaking of men, what do you think, if you were going to create a product for men, what need would you address with that product?
Well, we just tapped into the men's market. It's something that we're just starting to do, but we cater to the beards because the beard trend is growing so, you know, and it's a great trend. I love the beard trend. But, you know, beards also need moisture and as well to grow because it's still hair. So if you're going to cater to the men, I would say go for the beard because that's the big thing for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else you guys would like to share about the product that we haven't covered?
Not for me, but I want to say thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, definitely. Thank you guys for having us. Please at least follow us in social media so we can see who you are. Follow hashtag FroButter, FROBUTTER, if you want to see some of our reviews and customer comments or anything like that, customer posts. It's always great to check us out there as well. So social media is where you can pretty much find anything. And if you had any questions that you want to directly ask me, you can either inbox us on social media or email us to ask any hair-related question. If it's just personally intimate, I have no problem answering those questions for you as well. So I'm always reachable and ready to answer any questions that your listeners might have.
Absolutely. That's great. One last question for the both of you, and that is, what is your definition of beauty?
Oh, wow. My definition of beauty... My definition of beauty is just individuality. It would be, you know, having the knowing of who you are, you know, self-acknowledgement, knowing who you are and what makes you unique. And I think once a person has tapped into who they are and their what they offer to the world, that is a beautiful thing, regardless of physical appearance, regardless of age, regardless of gender. Once you have gotten a strong sense about who you are as a person and your contribution to the world, I think you have embodied the definition of the word beauty.
For me, beauty would be the positive footprints you leave when you touch people's lives. So that to me would be how I would describe your beautiful. When you impacted somebody, when you interacted with somebody, did you leave something positive? Did you shine a light on that life that you touched?
I love it. Thank you so much, ladies. We really enjoyed having you on with us tonight. Make sure you guys go out and check FroButter.com to see their great products. I'm really loving it. And whenever these little small... sizes run out, I will be replenishing them with the bigger ones. I really love it, and I've been actually sharing some of the products with my sister here, so It's great. I really, the two that I'm really loving right now is the Jamaican Black Castor Oil Hair Thickener and the Hair Growth Emu Oil. So I love it. So thank you guys for, actually you guys, were, your representative reached out to us, so I want to thank her for reaching out to us. We've discovered, you know, great new products. So we appreciate that. And again, we appreciate you guys coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it, and we'll come back anytime.
Oh, absolutely. We'll remember that.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next week, you guys, is January 22nd, I believe the date is.
Yes.
Next week, our guest is international makeup artist Erica Freemantle. She will be on the line with us next week at 9 p.m., so you don't want to miss that. That's going to be a great show. I'm sorry. Cancel
no,
that.
2 p.m.
It's still Erica Freemantle, but it's 2 p.m. 2 p.m., so it's a different time. We're going to be on a whole lot earlier next week. So
it'll be 7 p.m. It'll be 7 p.m. In London, so we tried to make it easy on her so she wouldn't be up at, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning trying to be on the show. So it'll be
right.
2 p.m. here in the States on the East Coast. That'll be about, what, 11 on the West Coast. And then, again, like I said, in the U.K., that'll be 7 p.m. If you're in Nigeria and West Africa,
about 8 p.m.
That will be 8 p.m.
Yep. So make sure you guys tune in. It would be great to have all of our London and Nigerian listeners on live at that time, since we're going to be here really, really early here in the U.S. Well, it's not extremely early, but 2 p.m., everyone's awake by then. So,
and just remember, if you can't be with us live at 2 p.m., you can always check the show out again at 9 p.m. on the replay. Or,
yep.
You know, anytime after we finish the show on Sunday, you can check it out live on the replay. So you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com/beautytalkwithillusions to check out the show. And then you can also follow us on our social media accounts. You can follow us on Twitter. We're beauty_talk. We're also at Denise Tunnell and at Janice Tunnell. That's JanicTunnell. And Denise is spelled DeniseE. You can follow us on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. And then on Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. Again, on Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. I think I got that out right.
I think so, too. So with that being said, thank you guys again for your continued support. Again, next Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join us for a conversation with Erica Freemantle. Tell a friend. Share the link with everyone. Post it on your social media as well, if you can. And have a wonderful night, and have a wonderful King holiday tomorrow, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Has your face felt dry and tight, or does it hold oils like a sponge? If the answer is yes, what you need is a facial. That's right, and not just any facial, but a FaceTox Organic Facial. Listen, the FaceTox Organic Blend, it's free of parabens, it's vegan, and mixed with 100% organic rose water. And this water binds your face and works right away as it slowly begins to dry. You see, when the organic rose is mixed with the FaceTox Blend, it creates a negative charge and will prevent and even draw out your blackheads, reduce the appearance of scars, even skin tone, draw out external toxins, heal and rejuvenate skin tissue, and it will even clog and shrink your pores. FaceTox is probably the most powerful face mask you will ever use because the benefits to your skin are endless. Listeners of our show can receive a 20% discount by simply using the discount code BEAUTY20. FaceTox organic face masks are perfect for all skin types. So what are you waiting for? Order yours right now at FaceTox.com. Your skin will thank you.